This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. From NFL stars like Hayden Hurst to daily warriors like yourself, their wraps and pads are designed to deliver maximum benefits with each treatment anywhere you go.
The only thing I can also throw in with the AEW changing the title match is that they have some blockbuster something happening on the pay-per-view that's going to just change the direction. And what that is, honestly, I mean, I don't know, because if you look at it and say, oh, they went and they signed Bray Wyatt and now he's going to be the person. Does that change your thoughts on AEW's product? The one person, if they just bring in Bray Wyatt, does that change the thought of your belief in AEW? Because to me, I just look, if they bring in Bray Wyatt and CM Punk is there, I look at Bray Wyatt versus CM Punk and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong and I'm probably in the minority here, but I just don't like that match. I don't think the two styles match up. I think it would be just I just don't think that match would be good. And also, I don't know how the hell you debut Bray Wyatt in 2 weeks and not have a buildup to it. Or even a bigger star. I don't know. Again, I'm trying to think out loud because business-wise, it just doesn't make sense. From a fan standpoint, hell yeah, throw more stuff on free TV. Throw the whole goddamn pay-per-view on free TV. That way I don't have to pay the $49.99. But from a business standpoint, again, it's the D word. It's the D word. Yeah, C-Man was saying Braun, but I just... Look, my thing is, Braun doesn't move the, nothing to me moves the needle. I think you get better drawing with Moxley against CM Punk. I don't know what's going on here. I don't. And none of it makes sense to me as far as from a business standpoint to why you would want to move it. I mean, even if you have people tune in and the match gets whatever, you know, they get attacked or whatever. And now you move it back. You still just, you know, it looks like a ratings ploy. And that's going to be, you know, and I've seen a couple of times on the thing here, you know, MJF. Look, even if it's MJF, does that change any? I mean, I get it from an AEW fan standpoint, that hell of a move. Bring back MJF. But from a business standpoint, does that change anything? We've already seen CM Punk MJF all the way to a dog collar match. So you bring back MJF to take on CM Punk for the title? I mean, yeah, he's been gone for a while. So yeah, when you bring him back, but again, to me, that's something you want to build up to. It's not something, you know what? Here we go. Let's see. Let's see if we can do this. All right, so they go to start the match, right? They're doing the match. All of a sudden, I don't know, a masked man hits the ring. Hits both of them with the chair, lays them all out. Whips off the mask, it's MJF. And it's a triple threat. Now, at September 4th, at the pay-per-view. CM Punk versus Moxley, and then they add MJF in because both of them want a shot at MJF. Does that change anything for you now? Does a triple threat match at the pay-per-view with MJF added now, does that move the needle for you? Because for me, again, it does not. And I look at anybody that's been released, I look at any of the stars right now, and I'm like, nothing to me makes sense business-wise.